Well, thank God. Well, the Bible says this. He is before all things. And in him all things consist. That's what he said. God has always used a man to do his will. There's never been a time that God didn't have a man to do his will. When God made the first man, he made him in his own image. Man was made in his own image, in the image of God, and likeness of God made he him. That man named Adam was God's representative on the earth, a human representative. He was made perfect, without sin, but he had within him a will that God put in him that he could choose. The first Adam chose. He had a choice. When God said to him, "Do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's many trees in the garden, but the one in the midst, do not take of that one and eat of that one. In the day that you eat, you shall die." He didn't die physically at the time, but when Adam took of the fruit, he died spiritually. He died toward God, and he began to die physically. He did live 930 years, and he died. So the first man, Adam, did not accomplish what God put him here for, if I can say that, in God's design for him, even though God foreknew everything. And he knew this because Jesus was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. I talked to a young man this week and got to talking about the Lord with him. And he discussed some things in his life had failed. And I said, "Well, God allowed that in your life." Yes, sir. And I said, "On the other hand, failures show the goodness of God in helping a man see the other side." Sure, sure. Yeah. And really he said, I said, "You know, if you look at things, sir," and he's a young man, 30 years old, he said. I said, "God allowed a lot of things in this life that you might see through them things what God can do for you. There's people sitting in this church that God set it up for them to hear the gospel. All the people that saved did hear the gospel. That's sitting in this church that got convicted at a funeral. So one of the most sorrowful times in people's life is to bury a loved one. It's probably the most devastating thing anybody will go through, is to say goodbye to somebody they love. And at that service, there's two people in here I can think of right now. His brother Redmond and Miss Linda Eford. At services that God allowed me to preach, the Holy Spirit was waiting on them to get there. It didn't mean he had to wait. That's just the way he chose to do it. And he is before all things. There's nothing going to happen in your life that's going to surprise him or cause him to wonder why it happened. Nothing. I don't care what it is. You was born to the parents that God give you.
Yes, sir.
God give you the parents that you have. That's right. Sure. Them grandchildren sitting with him right there, God was before that.
Oh, yes.
And in time you find the unveiling of God's will and what God sets up for mankind. Beyond my thinking sometimes to comprehend why God would love me and save me and knew what he was getting. That's what's real hard for me this morning. To actually know who I am and what he was getting. He knew that God still loved me and saved me. That's hard to get a hold of. Amen. To know that God's pure, holy, righteous God, and he took such a sinful, evil man and put his spirit in him. And thank God for that. But I don't understand why he loved me. Amen. I asked Spurgeon one time what he thought about Esau and Jacob. He said, well, he said, Esau have a hated, Jacob have a love, Esau have a hated. And he said, well, I can understand why God would hate me, but I couldn't understand why God would love me. Amen. And brethren, listen, we have no good in us. I know people don't like that, but brother, I'm not preaching a social gospel for a man to like it. The only way he'll ever get saved, see how sinful he is and corrupt he is and ungodly he is. Amen. And that's the only way you'll ever see it. Amen. If you try to get saved, you won't get saved because you can't save yourself. Hey, God, we tried to do that when God convicted us. I tried to quit cussing, trying to quit these sins we did. Amen. I thought, I won't do that no more. Amen. 2 days later, somebody, maybe a man, did it. Amen. That's just why the sinful nature man has. Amen. You can't change that. That'd be like a squirrel saying, I ain't going to climb a tree. Amen. He's going to climb it unless he's got his legs cut off. Amen. Listen, it's just like a fish saying he ain't going to swim no more. He's going to swim. That's what he is. Why is a sinner sin? That's what he is. Amen. Why are you a sinner? Because you was my friend in Adam. Amen. And Adam became the first sinner. And the first words God said to the sinner was, Adam, where art thou? Amen. Where are you at? I've been here every day meeting with you, but now we don't meet together. What's the problem? Amen. Sin's the problem. That's the problem of mankind. What separated Israel from God? Sin. What separated man from God? Sin. Amen. Listen, thank God this morning we're sinners, but Christ was all before that. Amen. In him, listen, he is before all things. Everything, he's a pre, thank God, amen. Listen, he existed before that. Thank God, the Bible said, listen, he was the image of the invisible God. Amen. Listen, thank God, something invisible you can't see. Amen. But thank God he became visible because he became man. He made visible what was invisible. And thank God for that. And that's the revelation of it. That's the revealing of it. That's how God reveals things. He shows you them things. You cannot do anything to get it. Thank God. You have to have God to say, now this is it. The understanding of God in the spirit life, or knowing the Holy Ghost. Thank God that revealed truth to us, and knowing Christ, who he ultimately come to represent on earth. Amen. In us, thank God, he said, amen, it's in us. That's what God, Paul said that. Thank God, he revealed him in me. Amen. Hey, say, how you do that? How's that happen? This happens by the illumination, the workings of God, the light of God coming in. Amen. The light shine out of darkness into your heart, in the face of Jesus Christ, made the revelation clear to you who he was. And thank God, that's why you know him today. You don't know nobody you ain't been introduced to. Ain't God and met. Amen. The meeting you have with God today, you're saved. Ain't God revealed Christ. And that's how you know who he is. It is a knowledge this morning, but it's more than that. It's a relationship. Ain't God as you have with him through the power of God. And brother, I'm telling this. Ain't God, it ain't a religion, brother. Amen. It is a true salvation. Amen. So everything that's made, he made it. All things were made by him. And without without him, there was not anything made. In him was life, and the life was a light of men. So he made everything. He made everything. The problem with this, when Paul wrote that to the Colossians, the problem was there's a lot of false religions like there are today that was denying this. Listen, you got to get this. They was denying that God could actually have a body. They said, listen, he ain't come in the flesh. He said, he that said that Jesus is not come in the flesh is an antichrist. But you got to see, in the beginning, he's before all things. Amen. God is a spirit. The Godhead is a spirit. But the Son, amen, of the Trinity, amen, thank God, come and took on flesh. Amen. He's always been God the Son. Amen. He pre-existed that way. Amen. Always. Thank God, that means he's deity. Amen. That's right, but he hadn't took a body yet. How can you believe God would live in a body? Amen. If he's a spirit, that's right, God is a spirit. Amen. He's not a man that he would lie. Amen. He can't lie. He can't die. Amen. He didn't die on the cross. The man did, but the guardian didn't. Amen. That's right. How you can listen? Thank God he laid down his life as a man. But he was a God man. He was a holy man. He was without sin. Thank God, but listen. Thank God, my friend, when he died as a man. Amen. That's right. He bodily resurrected himself. He's God. Amen. No man can raise himself. He has to be risen by God. But he was God. And he resurrected himself. He said, no man take my life from me. I lay it down to myself. Amen. And I'll take it up again. Amen. He took it up again. The third day, thank God, by his own power, he resurrected his own body. Amen. That's why they come in a tomb. Amen. And when they come to it, and the angel said, he's not here. He said, why seek ye the living among the dead? Amen. What you looking for? Listen. You ain't no need to look for Jesus where he's dead. He ain't around dead people. He quickens dead people. He don't live around dead people. Amen. That's right. He did quicken, thank God, Lazarus, who was dead. He quickened the young man that was dead. He used Peter, thank God, and Paul, amen, to raise men from the dead. But it's the power of God in them. I mean, I'm saying this morning. Thank God, there's no man can have resurrected him. Amen. God, the Trinity was in it. Amen. God and the Holy Ghost, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, shall quicken what? Your mortal body. Ain't God giving you an immortal body. Amen. But it's all God. And everything will have, listen, this is what differs us from every man-made religion, amen, is that we have a Lord that's seated and ascended back as a resurrected Lord. Thank God on our behalf intercedes for us. Amen. He's our high priest. Amen. Listen, I'm saved to the uttermost. I can't never be lost again because I'm saved, and he's before all that this morning. Before it, friend. Think about it. Amen. He is before all things. God don't wait to see what you're going to do. So in this thing here, he said he's in the likeness, and he's exact copy of the Father. Because they said, when you seen me, he said, Jesus did. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. See, that's what confounded religion people, because they thought by keeping the law, they was going to be justified. Amen. But it was not by the law. The law's a good letter, but it's a bad one too. Amen. The law showed you what you are. Amen. 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 That was bad to you because, friend, you're a sinner. Thank God, but it's good to you because if you hadn't seen it, you never would have seen yourself. And the law was given for that purpose. Amen. To show you in the mirror of the law exactly who you are. Amen. And when you see yourself, amen, you still, thank God, see how, thank God, sinful you are. Is anybody in here that's never sinned? We don't testify and they say, I never have sinned. Have you ever done anything that displeased God? Yes, you have. He that commit a sin, commit a sin. You've committed sin. Sin's transgression of the law, disobedience, unrighteousness. Can I say this? Sin is you and me. We're sinners. Why? Because we sin. Adam sinned, the whole world got kicked in it. Nobody's born good. Everybody's born lost, bad, sinful. Amen. That's right. You wouldn't have, you had no choice in being that. I know that that really hurts people, but it's the truth. Amen. Listen, thank God you was not born headed to heaven. You was born headed to hell. You just don't know it because you hadn't been made aware of that yet. Amen. Listen, everything happens. I know this is hard to grab hold. He's before everything. In everything, he holds us together. I mean, that word consist means he holds together. I ain't never held myself together. Amen. In this thing of salvation, he's held it together. Amen. Hey, brother, let's thank God. Amen. He's held us together. Amen. Listen, how's he hold us together? By his own power. Amen. He has the power. Amen. He is the power. Amen. The power of God. Amen. He holds us together. Amen. Amen. Listen, I can't figure that out. He didn't tell me to. He just told me to believe him. Amen. And I'm telling you, brother, listen this morning. Thank God if you're saved. Amen. You're saved forever because he saved you forever. Amen. How's he hold it together? By his own power. There's nothing above him. Nothing. He's above all. He made Lucifer for his purpose. Lucifer was cast out of heaven. You said something about the devil this morning when we was talking. The devil is in, my friend, and under the hand of the Almighty God. Satan can't do nothing God don't allow. He's the God of this world. I believe this. I believe when Adam sinned, he lost the dominion. And I believe the God of this world, amen, is who God called him, the God of this world. Amen. God has allowed him to have dominion over things in the earth, in the world. That don't mean he's above God. That don't mean he can do anything unless God gives him permission. But I'll say this. Amen. His course is being run in this world. Amen. That's right. Where are you going, Satan? Amen. He asked him in Job, where are you going? He said, I'm walking to and fro in the earth. He ain't. Hey, God, hey, listen. He ain't omnipresent. Amen. He's in one place. Amen. He ain't probably ain't in America, but he's got a lot of, hey, God, devils in America. Amen. He's got a lot of spirits in America. Amen. But listen. Brother, he's running the world the way he wants to. And God's a letting him. He's bringing everything to pass because he's before it all. Amen. Brother, listen. The church is one of the greatest mysteries in the Bible. He's the head of the church. He's the chief cornerstone. Amen. That's who the church is built upon. Amen. He's the first one too, brother. And he's first in all things. What's the word preeminence mean? It means that he might have the first. Thank God he's first. Amen. There ain't nobody close second. Amen. Listen. Thank God he ain't the second Adam neither. He's the last Adam because there ain't going to be another. Amen. That's right. Because salvation's in him, by him, through him. And he works it in your heart. He can't. Listen, friend. Amen. This morning, thank God he's the preeminent one. He's the head of the church, and you can't figure it out because you can't see it in a spiritual, visibly spiritually. Amen. The only thing you can see is the Holy Ghost in the body of a believer. Amen. Now listen, I want to get back to what I said at first. If I could say this, and it's right, Christ was born in a manger. You know that. He's born through a virgin's womb called Mary. Highly favored among women. She has no power to have anything as a mediator between us and God. That's false doctrine and false teaching. Amen. I don't pray to saints. Somebody said, I don't want to get on somebody's sentimental end. But I'm going to tell you right now, son, if anybody's going to talk to you, it's going to be him. Amen. He said, listen. He had prophets in the Old Testament. He had priests in the Old Testament. And them men were used of God. But they all, it was all, Listen, everything was about Christ. Everything was pointing toward Christ. And so when Christ comes in the world, we got a record, thank God, of his birth. We got a record, amen, that when he is 12 years old in the temple, answering questions of lawyers and all them, amen, listen, and he increased in wisdom and stature. And from that scripture in Luke, amen, we don't have nothing said for us. What I know, thank God, from the age of 12 to 30. But there was something going on. And when he turned 30 years old, he went out and John baptized him to fulfill all righteousness. And the Holy Ghost of God came and descended upon him. And the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I well please." Amen. And the ministry of Christ began. And listen, why I'm saying that is this. Listen, if you can get this, it'll help you. Everything you have in this New Testament salvation is in that man. He's the only one can heal you. He's the only one can save you. He's the only one can hear you. He's the only one can answer what you're asking. Amen. He's the only one can do anything. Your religion can't. Amen. Listen, hey, Miss Pat was talking this morning, and people do what they know. But was it your grandma, Brother Robert Cranfield's mother? I'm not speaking against this, okay? I'm just giving you an example. She wouldn't eat at the homecoming. She ought not eat on God's grounds. I'll say this about it. The only way I could ever agree to that is that it had to be everything we do here spiritual. And that ain't going to happen. So as soon as y'all come in, you'll be talking about going to Walmart or shooting a deer. Amen. I already told Michael, amen, about baseball this morning. That cuts that out. Listen, there's nothing you can do to better yourself with God unless it's through Christ. Listen, here we go again. Thank God for increased knowledge as the days go on, but the fact of it is, we are the temple. We are the body of Christ. Ain't that right? And what's in a man is what comes out of a man. Listen, I want to say this. I have no problem with anybody having a deep conviction. If you got a conviction that you're only supposed to wear long sleeve shirts, then live it, but don't try to put it on me. Amen. That's a Romans 14 deal. That's about separating a lot of churches. Amen. It could have got on me because I was pretty heavy on it at one time. But God showed me this, that everything I need and have is in a person. It's in the man Christ. It's not in this building. It's not these grounds. These grounds are no more holy grounds than my house. Boy, that's hard for some religious people. It is the God's truth. Because the holy ground is the temple he's in. And that's you. And that's the only reason you holy is because he's the holy one that lives in you. Amen. I can tell you right now, Joel Hyatt is, if you look at Joel Hyatt, he's unholy. But in Christ's eyes, I'm holy because his son lives in me. And therefore, that what produces holiness in and through me. And that's what he was before all that. He knew, thank God, when he gave the law, man wasn't going to keep it. He couldn't keep it. And the law wasn't even given for us to keep because we couldn't do it. It's a good law. It's a holy law. But it could not justify a man. It could not save a man. Amen. That man I'm talking about is the one that died on Calvary and laid every sin upon himself. Thank God, and got in the grave the third day. And in him all things consist. Listen to this. In this man, I said this, it's right. Look through the Bible. The first Adam and the last Adam. First Adam's Adam, the last Adam's Christ. All through that Bible, God used a man. He used John the Baptist as a forerunner. He used prophets in the Old Testament. He used priests in the Old Testament. And when they didn't have one, thank God, God raised up Samuel in Old Testament time. Amen. And had a voice for God. They said there was no vision in them days, and they did. The word of God was precious. Amen. Eli done backslid on God and went to, thank God, to Herod. Amen. Listen, got away from God. Amen. And God brought a little old boy named Samuel in through the womb of Hannah. Amen. And he was raised up, thank God, to be a prophet. Amen. And what's the first thing he said? Go tell Eli that I'm going to judge him. Don't tell me God used a man. Amen. And here's the thing, folks. I hope you get what I'm about to tell you. In the believer, the Holy Spirit lives. The power's in you. I've always wondered that. I said, if the power's in me and it is, then why don't we see more dynamite? That's what the word power means. Same where we get a word dynamite. You know why? There's too much jaw. Listen to what he said here. He said, in him... in Christ dwelleth the God, the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. That means that the God, that's one God and three persons, lives in that man. And all of them is in that man. Here's the thing. I'm trying to get you to see something this morning. I can't get you to see it, but I'm telling you what. Get away from your religious rules and your religious relics and just say everything's in Christ. He'll tell me how to live. He'll teach me, thank God, these things to his word. Everything's him. He's my teacher. Even though the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Christ, everything directed to him. And listen, he's before all things. Amen. Thank God. You say, I don't know why that happened yesterday. Listen, he was before that and he knew that. Because he allowed it and set it up, amen, for you to go through that. This morning I took that barbecue chicken that my wife made. When I was carrying it, I'm just clumsy and everything else, and spilt half the barbecue sauce on my white shirt. And you know, I didn't get upset. I wanted to, but I didn't. I was looking for a way to say something, and the Holy Ghost said, no. Practice what you preach. You believe that all things are of God, then you have to believe God wanted that to be on your shirt. And Miss Pat said, use that Dawn liquid stuff. Shoot it on a rag. My wife done a wonderful job. She got me clean. If it was that easy on the inside, I'd let her wash that too. She can't do it. It's got to be God to do it on the inside. And see, when it comes down to it, listen, we put so much on ourselves instead of the one where everything's in. It's in a man. Listen to me, I can go further with this. I can go further with it. God raises up a man for a home. God raised up a king for Israel. Through that man, the nation needs to be blessed. Or they'll go through hardships. God raises up a man in a church. God can bless it to a pastor, or the church can suffer through a pastor. That's right. It's all through there. But there ain't but one man, this one man, Christ Jesus, that he's before all things. And in him all things consist. And I want to ask the church this morning. Brother Todd, I think I'm going to get it. Well, I'm on the little path. Amen. Why would we look to any other man than the God-man? Can I put it on these terms and it's easy to understand? No matter what your need would be at your house and whatever mechanical work you need, in everything in the world that you go through, you're going to call a specific person that knows what they're doing and you could trust. Why would we not trust this man completely for every need we got and talk to him and tell him, listen, boy, I know things that's going through your mind this morning. Amen. I needed to trust him for this. I need to trust him for that. I need to. That's right. I'm the same one. I need to too, because he's the only one to do anything about it. Amen. Listen, we can rest in this man. You can't rest in me. You might could for a minute or two. You'd say, I think old preacher Hyatt's all right. I rest in what he said to me. He'll be here if he said it. But what if I don't? There ain't no way under the sun that shines that he'll not do what he said. I believe I'll rest in him. There's a lot of people give advice. I believe I'll rest in him. I believe I'll just rest in this man. Amen. No man ever spake like this man. No man could do what this man. Thank God they said, what manner of man is this? That even the seas and the winds obey him. And his command stopped blowing. That's this man. He's before everything. He's before everything. Listen to me. I can look back at my life and you can look back at your life and you can see messes. But he fixes messes. Ain't that right? He knows how to fix messes. You ever felt like, God, I don't know if you can ever help me in this matter. I do sometimes. I think, how'd I get in this shape? There ain't never been nobody he couldn't fix.
Right.
He chose the worst ones in that scripture to fix them. Amen. He not only fixed what they was in, he fixed their future.
Right.
He fixed what was ahead of them. That didn't mean they wouldn't go through trouble. They wouldn't have to go through it without him. That's the whole thing. Better get that. You're going to have some trouble, but you ain't going to have that trouble without him. Amen. He's with you, thank God. I'm telling you, brother, listen. Amen. Listen. He's here in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Listen. You can come to him. He said to Matthew 11, he said, come unto me. Not come to the Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist. I can even say, the preacher's available, but Jesus said, come unto me. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, Jesus said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why are you trying to pull it? Thank God he's in the yoke. You can just get him with him, let him do it all. God, what am I going to do? God, what am I going to do? Get in the yoke. Get in the yoke with him. Let him pull you. Let him take care of it. Amen. You say, what's this Christian life about? I'm going to tell you, trusting him. Trusting him. You're going to have to trust him if you're going to be blessed. You can fight this thing, do it all you want to, and come up with the thoughts you got. But brother, it's all in this man, Christ Jesus. And in him all things consist. He holds all things together. How's this church hold together? He does it. Amen. Well, we got enough personalities in here. Thank God we could campaign for everybody. They said, I really like the way that man talked. I said, you better look what he's saying. Amen. Ain't how good he can talk. I told him when I started with Mr. John back there, I said, I'm not a salesman. I'm a realist, and I am who I am. I don't have no speeches or sales pitches or this is the most beautiful car and this is the most nice animal or whatever. It's like my wife would sell a goat. It's worth about 50 or 60 bucks. She said, what'd you get for it? I said, 20. Amen. I ain't slick talking. Jesus is the truth. He speaks the truth because he is the truth. And if you're going to thank God, amen, listen, represent him, you got to be honest and real and speak truth. You know what that is? I'm going to give you this. I'm getting on another limb. I need to cut it off and go on and finish. It's hypocrisy. It really is. If I looked at you and said, man, you the best, buddy. I thank God for you. You're the best. I'm telling you. Turn that Bible, sit down in the front row, you're the best. And then when I got out the door and say, I don't know why he was holding that Bible like that for. Boy, I'm about to burn it now. He's going to burn the field right here. You know, that's what, thank God. Amen. Absalom had done to Joab's field. He burned his barley, said he'd come see him. I tell you, it'd do good to burn our field somehow. Amen. That's right. Why do we, I said we, I can only put me in it and whoever else. Why do we love people to the face and hate them to the back? Well, that's quiet, ain't it? You know, I can only think of one reason I criticize people. Two reasons. Number one, I don't like what they've done. Number two is, I want to make myself look better than them. But you know what's helped me, buddy? You a young man. I think you got a good temperament about you. I don't never seen you get mad. And every once in a while, everybody needs to get mad a little bit, I reckon. But be mad at the right thing. Be mad at yourself. Is to have a knowledge of yourself before you do others. I mean, when I approach the mirror and I look in the law and say, oh, me, that's terrible. I'm sinful. Man, I don't want Keith to know how bad I am. Let me cover a little of this up. Hey, Mr. Keith. Cover this up. Oh, me. Whew. And the whole time he ain't looking up. Oh, he knows every thought I think. You say, where's the answer, preacher? This man, Jesus. He's the answer to change you and cleanse you and help you in whatever matter you got. And you can call me all day and tell me that stuff and I'll listen to you. But the whole thing is, we need to get to him. That's where it's at. He's got everything you need. Everything. Everything's in him. You say, well, wait a minute, I don't fish on Sunday. Well, let me shake your head on that one. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Now, if you fish when I'm preaching, I'll miss you. That's a pretty good answer, ain't it? My answer wasn't used to be that. My answer would be that what I said a while ago. That sorry rascal. And then when I see you, good to see you. That's true. Hey, can I say that's right, ain't it? I miss seeing you. I miss you. God, listen, you miss, thank God, what I had to say. Because I think God was giving it to me. I hope he was.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this, you can get what I'm saying. Everything you need is in this man, Jesus. That's why he fulfilled it all. And he's all in all. That means he's complete and you're complete in him. And all you need is him. Listen to this, Aaron. And he is available. Thank God for it. Let's stand this morning.